The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kieran McGeehan, can she go? In front of her is Georgia Bell. In front of her is Gemma Reekie. And they're all going hard. But a little bit of a boxed-in situation here. And she needs to find a gap. Can she find a gap? She needs to burst her way through. She has burst her way through. And Kieran McGeehan's in the gold medal position. And Georgia Bell is fading. And Guillermo is fading. And it's going to be Kieran McGeehan's gold medal. She is doing it. She is adding gold to the silver and bronze. And gold it is. The full set of medals for Kieran McGeehan.
Yes, the full set of medals for Kieran McGeehan. She won a bronze in 2016, a silver in 2022, and gold last night in Rome, two days after gold in the mixed relay, and hoping for more success. We all are tonight as Charlene Maudsley and Rashida Adelecki run in the 400 metre final. Eamon Coughlan, world champion, with me now. Eamon, what have you made of it all?
Absolutely fantastic, really buzzing, and what an iconic moment in Irish sports history. And that great commentary from Greg there, it'll go down in history along with the 4x400 mixed relay. Fantastic moments for Irish athletics and fantastic moments for Irish sport. Really proud of her.
And listen, of course, she was running in a distance that you know so well, the 1500. What were your views of the race that she came around that bend, and you know that French athlete had kind of closed the gap from the chasers and boxed her in slightly? Were you worried?
Be concerned for sure, but I think it was an example of experience over youth. She came into this event in super shape. She was strong. She was fast from her 800 meter running, her 1500 meter time, 3:55. She was ranked number one going in there. But more importantly, she wanted this win more than anybody else out there. So she held her cool. She held her nerve. You always find coming off a last turn, gaps are invariably going to open. And when that gap opened, she just took advantage of it and blasted right through to a fantastic, fantastic win.
Listen, the Olympics are kind of another level again. Every elite athlete in the world there, rather than just confined to Europe. But what confidence will she get from this going into Paris?
Oh, she'll get an immense amount of confidence, I'd say, out of this. The monkeys off her back somewhat, because when Kira went to other major championships and she won a silver or she won a bronze, even going back to when she was running under 20, the world championships, she won a silver medal. She's been a winner all her life, but she would have been disappointed with those silvers and bronze medals because she's a winner. She wanted gold. So the fact that she's got this gold now in the European championships, over 1500 metres, she's really only getting going in the season now. She's nothing to lose. I think she's going to go there really fresh mentally, really fresh physically, and I think she can get into the final. And can she get a medal? They'll be looking at her as much as she's looking at the other, so I'd be confident in her doing well.
Listen, it's hugely exciting, isn't it? And I think, you know, someone like yourself who's following athletics closely is aware of how difficult this is, and aware of how difficult it is from your own career. Lots of other people are only maybe tuning in kind of to big events at this time of year, and maybe when Ireland is doing well, they'll turn on the telly and watch it. To win gold, I mean, it's only Sonia who's done it at individual level.
It's not easy at any level. It's not even easy at national level. It's not easy at international level. And it's not easy in major championships. That's for sure. And you need an awful lot of luck on the day. Everything has to come together. You have to be physically right. You have to be mentally right. You have to have so much confidence just to get it right at that one moment. She had 4 minutes to do it there last night, and she ran the most perfect 4 minutes and 4 seconds in her life to win that race. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Kira's after texting in. She says, to our heroine Kira, who had us all shedding tears of joy, not just at her gold medal performance, but her heartfelt speech. She had us crying, but in the best way possible. And they go on to say, at the 4x4 mixed relay as well, is the best moment in athletic history. For Ireland. God, Eamon, I'm sorry. I should have read that text before I realised you were listening. So proud of each of that quartet. I've only watched it 20 times at least. That the 4x4, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing on Friday night, particularly, I mean, Rashida, the way she raced toe-to-toe with Clavers and essentially bossed her into submission. And then Charlene as well, that final leg. And not to mention the two lads who were brilliant. Are you looking forward to the 400 metres tonight, Eamon?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be a fantastic 400 metres. And the fact that Ireland have two representatives in the final, where the other only other six nations in there with one representative, it just augurs well for the way track and field has emerged and blossomed, really blossomed in front of our eyes over the last number of years, thanks to great resources that were put into it and the foundation and the base that's available and all the voluntary coaching around the country. And you've got to remember, Rashidat. This time last year, people would say, Eamon, what's the name of that girl that's running for Ireland? And I go, who, Rashidat? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Where's she from? I said, she's from Tala. Oh, really? We thought she was from somewhere else. Rashidat Anzeki has been really hot since she was 13, 14 years of age. I knew her since then. Her great coach, Lord have mercy on him, Johnny Fox. He passed away there only 2 months ago. And he'd be looking down on her. And I get emotional because he was a great friend of mine. And he always told me that this girl one day is going to be on the highest stand on the rostrum. And whether that's European Championships or Olympic Games, she's going to do it all. So tonight, at 21 years of age, is her chance. I believe she loves to win. She hates to lose. She knows how to race from the front, from the back, from the middle. I think she's going to do really well. And I'm actually hoping that Charlene will come through too, because she's actually, after improving so much in the last number of years, and this year she's got a lot of confidence from the world bronze medal in the mixed relay, getting her time under 51 seconds. She's nothing to lose. She's got a gold medal, and I think we could probably get 2 medals in the 400 metres women tonight.
Oh, wouldn't it be absolutely incredible? And wouldn't it be nice to think of your friend Johnny Fox as well, smiling down on Rashida and Charlene as well, I'm sure. Eamon, a pleasure as always. It's great to talk to you. Eamon Coughlan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.